USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Commerce Department out with a look at the economy through the final 3 months of last year, showing the economy did slow, GDP growing at 2.2% in the fourth quarter, down from the third quarter's 3.4% growth. It leaves GDP for all of 2018 at 2.9%. In another economic report, weekly jobless claims are down a bit again, 5,000 fewer last week than the week before. President Trump says in an interview that he wants the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, warrants the FBI used to investigate his campaign to be released.
I do. I have plans to declassify and release. I have plans to absolutely release.
Trump telling Hannity on Fox News he wants to get to the bottom of how the entire Russia collusion story ever got started. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Milk. Love what's real. March is National Nutrition Month, and a good time to focus on serving your family a nutritious meal every day. Mornings can be hectic, but preparing breakfast ahead of time can help families slow down and enjoy a balanced meal together to start the day right. Pediatrician Dr. Ilan Shapiro recommends a wholesome breakfast made with real dairy milk for its nutritional benefits, especially for kids.
Serving your kids a nourishing breakfast with milk is an easy way to set them up for a great day. Dairy milk is the top food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, important nutrients that many kids do not get enough of. Dishes like overnight oats made with milk can be prepared the night before, giving you more quality of time together and a peace of mind than knowing that you're serving them a nutritious, satisfying meal.
Prep for tomorrow with real milk today. In a glass cup or bowl, breakfast with milk helps nourish and satisfy your family. Stock up on real dairy milk at your local grocery store today.
More than a million private wells said to be at risk now due to massive flooding across the Midwest. The National Groundwater Association says over 300 counties are affected in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Someone who bought a Powerball ticket in a Milwaukee, Wisconsin suburb is very rich.
An estimated $768.4 million. So grab those tickets. Let's go.
That from last night's drawing when the grand prize was worth $768 million. The one-time cash payout option still worth over $465 million. To another kind of ball.
Talking baseball.
Today is opening day across Major League Baseball with all 30 clubs in action. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Four groups being shut down by the Federal Trade Commission. They say they're responsible for billions of robocalls. The FTC says these groups pitched a variety of services from auto warranties and debt relief to home security systems, fake charities, and help in improving your Google search results. The FTC says the agency has brought dozens of cases targeting illegal robocalls and will continue to do so. A somber White House ceremony yesterday as President Trump awards the family of an Army staff sergeant killed in Iraq the Congressional Medal of Honor.
31-year-old Travis Atkins was trying to subdue a terrorist when he was killed. Mr. Trump explained Atkins turned himself into a human shield.
Travis wrapped his arms and his entire body around him and threw him to the ground away from his troops who were right next to him. He put himself on the top of the enemy, and he shielded his men from certain death. The terrorist detonated his suicide vest, and Travis was instantly killed.
I'm John Clemens.
And March Madness resumes with the start of the men's NCAA basketball tournament Sweet 16 tonight. In the West region, it's top-seeded Gonzaga playing Florida State, and Michigan takes on Texas Tech. In the South region, Tennessee plays Purdue, and number one seed Virginia will go up against Oregon. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.